The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 6. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
First, we're going to talk about 13, which is a co-production of Cadence Theatre and Virginia Rep at the Theatre Gym through November 17th. A 12-year-old Jewish boy from New York adjusts to a new life and a school in a small Indiana town. Rich, since you're the youngest one here, why don't you start?
I really did not care for this piece. I thought it was really lazy. I think that it only focuses on this, you know, teenage boy and, you know, him trying to wildly spin everything so that he's popular. I thought the kids in it were pretty good. They bring a varying level of talent. There's a few standouts, but for the most part, I really did not like the show. What do you guys think?
Well, I enjoyed it, and I think that I'm unique in that I went to see both casts.
Let me just interrupt real quickly. They had so many people audition, and because of the challenges that 15-year-olds have with school and their schedules, director Anna Senechal Johnson cast it with two full cast, and they alternate nights. So you saw both casts.
I went to see both casts. They had two opening nights, so I went to both, and I thought it was quite interesting. I enjoyed it. I found the chemistry was quite different between the two different casts. Both, however, had a lot of energy. The kids were very well trained. They had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Could be because I've been a teacher and worked with kids most of my life, too.
Uh-huh, right.
So I have a little bit of a prejudice about that. But I thought that they did a really good job. And it wasn't so much about the story for me, Rich. It was more about the kids. So I think maybe that's why I was able to enjoy it more.
See, for me, I feel like there's very little in the show that actually rang true to me, that actually felt like anyone's actual experience. And I found myself just like counting the minutes waiting for it to be done. Jerry, what did you think?
I'm kind of in the middle. I thought it was kind of a well-staged high school production. It was pretty innocuous in terms of really dealing with issues. One thing that I just wanted to mention that was kind of interesting is in the opening number, there is a person wearing an ally shirt, which said they are, okay, an ally with the gay community. And there's no other, in a high school, in the 21st century, there are no other kids that they refer to or suggest that are potentially gay. And the only time the word gay is used is in a derogatory way, when the jock says to the young man, oh, that's so gay. So I was kind of surprised at that. But besides that, I agree with Julinda. It was very energetic. Of course, when you put that many teenagers on stage, you're going to have a lot of energy. I thought they were very enthusiastic. I thought the choreography was kind of appropriate for them. The music sounded good. It was interesting. The band there was a high school age band on the stage and then two additional musicians in the back of the house.
And I thought that was a really interesting thing to do, because you don't often get to see the young people other than just in an acting role.
Right, to have
them doing something else, the music and, you know, perhaps doing some directing and lighting, I thought was an interesting use of the young talent.
It was very, like to your point, Rich, it was very surface. It looked at issues of fitting in and first love, which are not anything original for a high school show. I thought it was very Disney-esque. Overall, it was kind of very wholesome and bright-eyed, and some of the songs were kind of fun. The music was enjoyable enough. Some of these voices were not very seasoned. Some of them were strong. And unfortunately, Haley Bean's spotty sound mix made it harder to hear some of the lyrics sometimes, I felt. Linda, didn't you mention that to me at some point?
I think so. It's been a while, though, so I don't remember exactly. But I do know that Bridget Sindelar was the young woman who I thought had a really strong voice in the first cast.
So overall, I thought the actors were very capable. Director Anna Senechal Johnson, I thought she managed to corral their energy pretty effectively. I think it'll be popular with young people more than it will be with adults.
I'm a little bit younger than you guys. Like, I felt that the show was really dated in kind of its understanding and how the world works. I mean, yeah, people are taking selfies, but like in 2019, if you can fix someone's iPhone or computer, like there's a little bit of coolness that goes with being a nerd in the way that you should not be.
Right, right.
I mean, to your point, even in the home state of Mike Pence, there are gay people, right?
Right,
like they're probably trying to figure out their own stuff, you know, at that age. No representation of that. I felt like this show is very much from a like male heterosexual point of view. The female characters are just, you know, bystanders to further his own sort of story arc. Yeah, I really did not like the show.
So I think we've got a mixed group here. I think adults might be amused by some of this sweet teenage angst-ish. And I think a younger audiences might appreciate these light issues, L-I-T-E. Which you thought the production was pretty good, but the play was the problem.
I thought the production was okay.
And I think it's a great opportunity for a family show.
We have been talking about 13, which is a co-production of Cadence Theater and Virginia Rep, which is playing at the Theater Gym through November 17th. Now, Julinda and I are going to talk about Lombardi, which is playing at the Firehouse Theater through November 23rd. A reporter is sent to write a story about the legendary coach Vince Lombardi during his tenure with the Green Bay Packers. I just want to point out that it is Coach Vince Lombardi, because some people, my daughter included, said, "What do you mean, Lombardi Street? They're doing something about the address."
Goodness.
But no, it is the coach. First question that I say comes to mind, and I talked about this in my review, is if you don't like football, will you appreciate the show? And I think you and I both are not really big football people.
I am not a football person at all. The only time I ever watch a game is Super Bowl, and I watch that for the commercials.
And I skip through the game just to watch the commercials in the halftime.
However, I did enjoy this. I think, as you said, and I'm paraphrasing, might have been a little preachy, a little bit encyclopedic. However, I appreciated learning some new things about Vince Lombardi. I didn't know that he had been at the forefront of, you know, equality for his players. He wouldn't allow his players, when they were playing in segregated places, to have to stay in separate hotels or eat in separate restaurants. And I had not known that about him.
Right.
He was also known to be very accepting of homosexuality. He was against racism. So I found that to be quite enlightening.
But that doesn't make a good play, necessarily.
It doesn't make a good play. Let me tell you what did make a good play.
Okay.
The woman that played Mrs. Lombardi.
Right. Linda S. Behringer? I don't know.
I would say Behringer.
Okay.
Hopefully she won't be upset by that pronunciation.
Yeah, right. Yes, I thought she was the strongest thing in the show. She was slightly saucy, and she really had some character there. I don't think anybody was terrible. I think Ken Moretti, who played Lombardi, he captured the coach's kind of aggressive personality, but he was kind of tentative. He didn't always seem very assured in the role.
However, I thought that he was stronger in that role than I've seen him in past performances.
Good point. C.J. Bergen, who plays the reporter and is kind of the audience point of view, I thought he was very, very charming and pleasant.
He was a very likable character.
Well, I thought the whole first act was just kind of disjointed. It felt more like I said, a Wikipedia entry. You were getting a lot of information about Lombardi, and the scenes were very short, and they were kind of abrupt. The second act, some of the conflict developed. The team came together as a team. You felt more like that from them. And the whole show had more drama, I think, in the second
and
act.
And I wonder if that's any reflection on the direction, because it turns out that there were actually
two directors. Right, Scott Wichman and Todd LaBelle. They split the duties, and I don't know if there was a reason for that. Maybe Scott was still working on Gentleman's Guide and needed some help, or why they made that decision. But even two heads were not better than one in this case. Because they couldn't overcome the weaknesses in what I thought were the script, and the first act just seemed very disjointed.
I think I would tend to agree it may have been somewhat disjointed.
I just want to mention that Frank Foster, who has done some very nice sets, this set was just, it looked like it wasn't finished. It was kind of bland. It was just these cubbies just crammed full of stuff. They didn't really relate. I mean, a light came on for the living room in one, and a light came on for the bar in the other, and the rest of the time they were just there. Nothing looked finished on the set. I was a little disappointed in that.
Yeah, I was expecting a bit more for the set. It seems like it was something that was done perhaps with maybe in a rush.
Maybe, or just maybe without a budget.
Mm.
In any event, I think fans of the Packers will enjoy this tribute, because there were some there the night we were there in their green jerseys.
Oh, there were whole families who came decked out in jerseys, and I'm wondering if that's going to be true throughout the run of the show.
Could be. According to Joel Basson, the artistic director, is selling very well. So I think fans of the Packers will enjoy this show, this tribute.
Well, maybe it'll be a way to bring sports people into the theater.
That's a great idea. That would be wonderful for everybody. As a theatrical experience, I just think it didn't quite score.
Touché.
There you go. And we have been talking about Lombardi, which is playing at Firehouse Theater through November 23rd. And that's all we got for this week's Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
We'll be back in 2 weeks to get you prepared for a theatrical Thanksgiving.